Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... Stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Alrighty, we're covering for Keith tonight, and he is in the process of moving, and he's quite busy. I'm going to have his slot, see if we can get going here. Hold on. Breath here, running around, but here we go. We're just going to cover for Keith AZ. He's in the process of moving here, so see if we can... pop some people on. Two Feathers, how are you, sir? Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, man. I'm covering for Keith AZ. He's in the process of moving, so he couldn't do his show tonight, so I thought that I'd fire this up and see what's going on here, see who else we can get on here and talk and finish our conversation about the naval power from the other night. That was good stuff. Yeah.
Seems yeah. Where's Duke guy?
I don't know. He's probably sleeping. He's got to get up at all. I will page him and see if he wants to jam with us. And let's see here. Trying to get things. Carry is. How's your weekend going? Are you off tonight?
Yeah, we're off the night tomorrow for Memorial Day. I finally got my lawnmower crunk up and was able to, after burning up an old belt that Tractor Supply sold me. And they even said it that a girl brought the belt back. And when I looked at the old one compared to the... And it was a new one, supposed to have been a new one on the shelf. But it was old on the shelf, new. And I brought it home, and as soon as I started cutting my grass, it started stripping.
Really?
On the back of it. Oh, yeah, that's it, man. It just went to shreds.
What kind of mower do you have?
A riding lawnmower.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. I've got one of those, yeah.
You got a zero turn?
No, I should have bought one of those. I just bought a regular riding lawnmower, and I've got some slopes on my property and could kick myself in the ass. I should have got a zero turn, but next time, yeah.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is about to buy me one for Father's Day.
Those suckers are pricey, aren't they?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to, my son and I are going to tomorrow morning. I'm going to go and price one at this other place that I know about. Tractor Supply wants a pretty penny.
Yeah, they're kind of high on prices, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. 40, what is it? 4,300, I think.
Hell, yeah. You could buy a used car for that much. Damn, man.
Yeah, they act like you're going down the damn road with a license plate and an inspection sticker.
Oh, I know. I have a fellow who cuts my grass here, and he's got a nice one. He's got a big-ass one, and he zips that thing. It takes a real short amount of time to get it done, so, yeah.
Where's old Jacker?
I don't know where he is. I tried. I'll try him again, see if he's going to hang in there. But
I'm going to get my headset. Trying to stick my little greatness in the bathtub.
Got Pac here. How you doing? Oh, Pac, hopefully she'll pop on here in a second and see who else we got going on. I know this is not the regular time slot, but figure if we got some people out there who want to talk about whatever, that's fine. It is what? Sunday going into Monday. So it's Monday morning, 12:07 a.m. East Coast time. And we're just having some fun. Why does it do that? That's weird. Every time I click on my Skype to add somebody, it pops it down at the bottom of the menu and I have to do it again. But anyway, we shall see. We shall see. Trying to find people. Oh, here's a good fella. He's always had fun talking to. All right. Let's see. Ah, yes. As far as topics go, no. What are you folks doing for Memorial Day weekend? Anything special? You hanging out with family? Hopefully you don't have to work, you know? And get some barbecue going, that type of thing. Wonder if Hijacker's around. I don't know what he's doing. He's working on his farming.
I'm sorry about that, Deacon. I was switching over to my thing.
Oh, that's okay. It's all right. Take your time. We got Pac. How you doing, Pac?
Yeah, hi. Doing good. Thanks.
Good. I'm covering for Keith AZ. He's off tonight. He's moving, and he's quite busy, so he asked me if I'd take a slot from midnight to 2, so we got a couple hours to talk about whatever you folks want to talk about. What's going on down under?
Well, we've got a new prime minister.
Oh, yeah. What's the deal with that?
Running our country, yeah. Everybody knows that there's, like the American election, that ours was completely rigged. You know, apparently he got 33% of first preference votes.
Oh.
33. It just happened to, you know, be the favorite number, but yeah, that's it. You've got somebody running the country who only 33% of the people putting them as number one, and I don't believe that 1% of 33%. We've already got people who are taking it for fraudulent election.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's two or three of them that are already like doing that. There's already been reports that were full of early voting, that they would the Electoral Commission were taking home the ballot boxes and then returning them the next day. So, yeah, so that's love to go going.
So is this like for your, you say your prime minister election? So how does that work compared to the American elections, you know?
Yeah. Our prime minister is the same as your president. So that's right. Our federal election. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have representatives run at the same time? Is it like, how does that work with your electoral system?
Yeah, they have the Senate and then they have the House of Representatives. House of Representatives is somebody for, which is probably like, I don't know whether that would be like your governor. I know, because your governor is of your state, isn't it?
Right, correct, state, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you have for, is it the counties? Do you have a county?
Yeah, we've got, you know, we've got approximately 3,100 counties in the United States, and I live in the state of Ohio, which is center-right, generally Republican. We have a conservative Republican governor, and so at the local level, at the county level, you have county commissioners. If you have a township, you could have township trustees, and then at the state level, we've got a bicameral legislature. We've got state house legislature and then the state senate, and then modeled after the federal, which is a president, senate, two senators from each state, 6-year terms, and then House of Representatives, there's 435 of those based on population each state. Actually, it's based on electoral votes, which each state has, and those people run every 2 years. So it's kind of sort of ingenious because the people that wrote our constitution, you have different like elements. You've got the president, the chief executive, 4-year term, senators are 6, and there's 2 senators from each state. And they did that, and they had like a bicameral legislature because they were concerned, the smaller states were concerned that they would get outvoted because they didn't have as much population. So that's why they gave each state 2 senators, and then the lower house of representatives based upon your electoral votes, which is based on your population. Well, it was actually originally was based on, you know, your legislature, but it's kind of a mix, you know, that type of thing. It's got the Democratic element that's more popular every 2 years, the sort of the, I don't know, blue blood or oligarchs, the senators. And then of course the presidency. What is yours similar to that?
Yeah, a little bit like that. But with our states, they serve a 3-year term, I think, and the federal is 4 years. So it's every 4 years federally.
Do you have a parliamentary system? Do you have a parliamentary system, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, our parliament, because we have our state parliament, and we have a lower house and the upper house. And in some of the states, we've got rid of one of our states unlawfully, unconstitutionally in 1932, I think, in Queensland. And Churchill gave the okay for that. Because I think at the time he was the ambassador for the colonies.
When did Australia get its official independence? Are you still kind of considered tied to the Britain somehow, like Canada is, or what?
Yeah, well, we're still under the Commonwealth, and you know, lawfully. I don't say legally because legally is not lawful in most things. Learn to like change the way I say things. Lawfully, we are still the government of Australia, but under the corporate government, we're called the Australian, right? So we're still under, even though, you know, we've had federation and we're sort of independent, whereas we run the country ourselves. With a governor general, which is supposed to be queen appointed. And we haven't had a queen appointed governor since the 70s. I think John Kerr was in the sack the Prime Minister, which was Whitlam at that reason, because it was free what Whitlam was doing.
But
we're still under that, and even we have our own constitution, which was okayed by the Queen, mm-hmm. Queen Victoria. Our government doesn't follow our constitution. Most of them don't even know what the constitution is. In schools has taught the constitution. I don't think the constitution's been taught, or Australian history, in our schools since the 70s. So yeah, it's, you know, so that's why they've been pushing for a republic. And not a, you know, republic like America is. They're pushing for a republic so that they can bring in, and that's been something they've been trying to do for 100 years, nearly 100 years now.
What is the Prime Minister that just got elected? What party is he? I mean, what is he, conservative? Is he liberal? Is he centrist, or what?
He's with the Labor Party. You have Democrats and Republicans.
Right.
We have Liberal and Labor. So our Liberal would probably be your Republic, and your Democrats are the evil communists, you know, pedophile groups. So that's the Labor and the Greens.
So technically your government, Queen Elizabeth is the monarch over your government. I'm looking at Wikipedia here, huh? And you've got a Governor General. Yeah. Prime Minister, yes. So I see.
Yes. So, yeah. But our Governor General, we have not had, which is supposed to be appointed, but we have not had a Governor General appointed by the Queen since her. He was a lawfully appointed Governor General. So we don't have a government. Like when we've done the election, is they're supposed to have a writ, and that writ is supposed to be signed by them, and a copy of every writ. That writ is supposed to be at every polling station. It was at no polling station. Nobody even, some of the like supervisors in the polling booths did not even know what a writ was. So it's the most fraudulent election that we have ever had, and we've had some bad luck, but this is the most fraudulent one to date.
I see. So what is the Labor Party the Labor Party has a majority in your government, is that what's going on?
Yes. Even though they're still counting the votes at the moment.
Oh.
But they're still voting. They're still counting. But he was declared the winner before 30% of the votes were counted. That's how good it is, right?
Oh, jeez. So same type of BS, huh? Just a little bit different. Yes. Probably presented a little bit different. How about that?
Yeah, because in Australia, the way that they fixed up the two-party system, right, so it doesn't matter how many people get a vote, you know, that only one of those two parties are allowed to, you know, run the government. But as soon as somebody that steps down, like you know, concedes that he's lost, right? The election. So if the Prime Minister steps down and says, "I've lost," and hands it over to the new person, automatically that is then the legal government, regardless of what so if that happened when they started counting one vote, right?
Right.
Even if it's proved that that person, that new prime minister, did not get in by the vote. It doesn't matter because he still stands as the prime minister. That's how they have corrupted the voting system in Australia.
Jeez. No, we have states. Do you have provinces, or how does that work? States, or what are your like political subdivisions?
Yeah, we have states, and then we have electorates in that state. So it's, I don't know how Queensland, but our is so large, like it almost fit one of the southern states in just my electorate. And some of the others are, you know, so small. I think they go on, you know, population. So, you know, it goes all the way down towards Warwick, almost towards the, you know, New South Wales border, and goes, which is, that's, what's that? That's about a 3.5-4 hour drive for me. And if I drive another 6 hours in the up, that's how big my electric is.
Oh.
From top to bottom. Yeah, so it's very big.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's very difficult for somebody to campaign in that area because of the amount of distance that they have to travel, whereas the electorates, you know, along the coast, you know, they've only got like a small electorate, which is, you know, they probably, you know, drive an hour and a half each way or something, some of them even smaller than that. So it's very easy for them to get around to every small town and campaign. But it's very difficult in that short amount of campaign time for somebody in an electorate as big as ours for a campaign, you know, for a candidate to get around to all of those towns and you know, try and encourage people.
Okay. I know for a while they were giving you folks a really hard time. They didn't want you to go outside and all that, but they backed off that, haven't they, with the COVID restrictions and all that type of thing?
Yes, they've stopped in months that's but still down in Victoria, I believe that, you know, you still have to have a, you know, vaccine pass to go into restaurants.
Really?
And stuff or wear a mask, you know, on public transport and stuff, and you don't have to do that in any other state. So yeah, you know, Mr. Communist Dan Andrews, how that man is still in Victoria, I really, you know, of course it had to be fraudulent for him, but it would still be in there, right, the Labor Party. it's just so corrupted, it's not funny. But yeah, but on the majority, you know, everybody's like back to normal. I can go into my library now without the librarian calling the police on me because I don't QR code in. But
what's the vaccine passport like? I mean, what is that like? I mean, what is it, electronic? Is it a piece of paper, or what is it?
Yeah, it's a government app on your phone. So it's just green app with a little tick on it that says that you're fully up to date with your COVID vaccine. Yeah, but, you know, people have to like show their phones.
If you don't have that on your phone, you can't go in restaurants.
Yeah, I think that's still only in Victoria, but that's how it was before. Yeah, that's how it was here before, which didn't worry me because I wouldn't go into anyone where you know, they pulled that stuff on me. But we were lucky here in our town. The pubs, you know, you could go to a pub and get a good meal without having to go to a restaurant, and none of them pushed the narrative. So, and most of the small shops when I'd go into them and I'd ask them, you know, from tomorrow when they bring in these, you know, you've got to have the vaccine passport. Am I allowed to come into your shop? And they said, yes, you can. So we're not going to turn anybody away. So that's it. You know, that there were some sensible people who weren't going to turn businesses around and, you know, turn customers around or away. And those businesses luckily are still going. But, yeah, but the police were in some of the other towns, the police hounded anybody who were letting people in or if people didn't have masks or whatever. So, you know. But there were a couple of there was one business and they actually took it to court and they won. So because the mandates are illegal. Most, everybody knows that. Like, they're unlawful. Yeah. So, yeah. And same as the legislation, you know, there, even though something has been passed in Parliament, mm-hmm. unless it's had the royal seal, as long, if it has not been sealed, right, and stamped by the Governor General, then it's not a real law, right? Even though the Parliament thinks it is because they've passed it, if it hasn't got the seal on, so we haven't had any law that is lawful since before the 70s in Australia.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so it's very interesting because I've been...
I was going to say, I'm glad because I know you folks were basically treated like criminals and slaves for a while, not being allowed to go outside. And I thought that was crazy, you know. But I'm glad to hear that's much better.
Yeah, I think some government buildings as such. And hospitals, you are still supposed to be double vaccinated. But if somebody is ill and has to go to the hospital, then they, you know, they have to treat you. And right. If somebody's in palliative care or something like that, then, you know, they have to let people in.
Right. Well, Two Feathers, what do you think about that? You think they're going to try to get us to do contact tracing or passports or whatever? Hope not. Maybe he's away from his microphone. Well, what else do you have on your radar, Pack? I mean, what else is going on politically or economically with you folks down there, and any other issues?
Well, we're still trying to fight the government on this World Health Organization treaty and everything else, like, you know, the rest of the world are. So, you know, that's, you know, people are still protesting, people are still fighting that. So, you know, it's just, and I went to a meeting Saturday, learning a little bit more about contract law and how we can, you know, put in because the government is everything with the government is a contract on your mouth to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, so learning how to write letters to them, how to put them on notice. And when you put them on notice, that you've got to make sure that when you address them, you don't put their name and address on the top of the paper. You put it under the under your notice. So it's making sure that we do things correct and you know, try to get ourselves out of the system as much as we can in regards to, like, rape, because, you know, we had a referendum here, I think, in, I don't know, 20 years ago or more, about making local councils And the referendum said no, right? I think 76% of the people said no to it, right? But the local councils act like a local government. So there are unlawful governments. So that, you know, the amount of rates and fees and stuff that you know, they give you. So we're trying to educate people to know what their actual lawful rights are and how you can defeat these people. And one of the things I found out that they from this brilliant girl who, she's the mother of 9 children, you believe? Children, but she's been doing, she's got about 18,000 documents just from all the research because of, like her being pulled over, unlawfully. It was like an unmarked police car who, tried pulling her over at the side of the road and she just continued to go home, and they tried getting her for evade police, right?
Really?
She said, well, I don't know who you are. Like, you're in an unmarked car. You're just, you know, I'm a woman on my own and you're a man and on your own. You don't have a uniform on. I don't know who you are. So she's been fighting them for a while. But she said, well, what we need to do as individuals to protect ourselves, we have to copyright ourselves. So we have to copyright our nails, our hair, our blood, our skin.
Jeez.
So that they cannot do what they're doing at the moment, right? You know, taking your DNA and sharing it around and doing all of these things that they're doing. And yeah, so it's just a very smart lady. So there was just lots of different information that, you know, we're trying to get out to other people so that we can work. If they, you know, crash everything, right, which is they're planning on doing, that we will have our, like, common law type communities so that we will be working outside of their system, in our own system, that if they take money, if they, you know, take everything off us. And that's the same with our property and everything out. Like, so we have to, you know, when you're, same as like, you know, if, I don't know what you have over there, like, you know, they have store cards, you know, where you get points, like flybys and all of that sort of stuff. She said, when you got to take yourself off all of them, but you don't just unsubscribe. You actually have to write to them. You got to put them on notice, put their name underneath. And then you have to ask for your information to be removed, deleted, and not just deleted by their site, but by every third party site that they have given your information to.
Wow.
So there's a whole big process that, you know, with these companies have been getting away from for ages, and most people don't even know that they're doing it.
Yeah, that's a privacy concern, right? I mean, that information should be private, but apparently they don't respect your privacy, huh?
Yeah, there's no such thing. It's all bought and sold, right? Mm-hmm. It's all bought and sold. And just that 2,000 mules, that
yes.
documentary, mm-hmm. you know, the way that they got that information was, you know, they brought that information of where the people were from their phone companies and all the others, like security companies, so they were able to put all of that information together to make that documentary. So that actually showed, that, you know, everything it can be brought. All of your information about where you've traveled, you know, from the phone companies and everything else can be brought from all of these, you know, the people who own the apps, because you know, I have as least apps as I can on my phone. There's a few that, you know, I can't uninstall. It came with the phone. But as many as I have, I've taken all the permissions away, or, you know, force stop the, you know, I press the little button that says force stop. Even though the little warning comes up, by force stopping, you may, you know, do some damage to your phone. Well, you know, I've never done any damage to my phone, and my phone still operates without any problems. You know, just all these warnings to frighten you.
Right. Same, yeah, I've got an iPhone, and they have, there's a section in there for contact tracing. I've got it shut off. It's called health something. But I'm sure they could activate that remotely anytime they want. So who knows, you know?
Yeah. I had an iPhone before, and all, you know, I go in and I turn off all my permissions and the locations and whatever. And I didn't realize, like, it was like about a month later, I'd gone into something else, and I found that there was another section that I had to go in and turn off all of my permissions and locations and whatever. And then I have found another section that I had to go in. So I think I found four or five sections that were hidden away that, you know, gave everything on your phone permissions again for your location and all of your phone contacts and all of your photos and everything else. And people don't understand that when they, you know, do an app, that gives that company permission for all of your contacts and all of your photos and permission for your microphone, permission for your camera. And yeah, so, you know, people are, you know, every day, probably not realizing it, giving away all of their information. And then that information is then, you know, sold to another company and another company and another company. So, yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, we, like I said, we've had, I don't know if you've probably heard, we've got had a couple mass shootings here in the past 2 weeks. One at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. Like 8 or 9 people were killed. And then this Texas school shooting, I don't know, 18 or 19 students, and I don't know, a few teachers. But that's the current thing right now. Of course, they've unleashed the maniacs to call people who want to exercise their Second Amendment rights to own firearms, you know, call us names and that type of thing. This country is infested with these leftists. I mean, these people are just crazy. You can't have a conversation with them. They're just, I don't know. I don't know if you have the same, I don't know if you're left wing in your country. What's your population like? Do you have real far left groups like that are politically active?
Yeah, we do have some. Like, we've got some of your BLM and, you know, Antifa and some of those sort of loonies here. But we really don't have a lot of, you know, the other groups that, you know, just want to go out and get a gun and shoot up people, luckily, because... And that's it. Like, if somebody's angry, go and shoot these satanic globalists that are, you know, destroying. Yeah. Like, if you're going to do it, like, go do it properly, right? But then how many stable shootings have you had in you know, your country or my country over the years? And it's all about taking away your right for a gun. Now, under our constitution... Yeah, under our constitution, so you have a Bill of Rights. We don't have a Bill of Rights. But if people look back, we're still under the Magna Carta, and the Magna Carta has a Bill of Rights, right? But under our constitution, we're allowed to have a gun, right? We're allowed to stand up against the government, right? So, but most people don't know that because they don't know their constitution. But with these stage, so that's it. It's very difficult. Like that school shooting where the police were standing outside for an hour, like, and doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah, like, you know, what?
Well, they weren't doing nothing. They were doing what they were told to do, which is to keep people out of the school. I mean, they were obviously told to do that, and they were doing what they were told to do, but they'll never admit that in the press, you know, so.
Yeah. So it's difficult to find out exactly what was happening and, you know, how many people really died. And then where did this young boy get all of this money to go and buy his firearm?
I'm kidding. Yeah. That's, yeah.
So if you, like, you know, try and connect the dots of it all, you know, it's not just some, you know, boy got angry and went to his mother's cupboard or his father's cupboard and grabbed out a gun and then, you know, went to the school and started shooting all of these people who bullied him, which is what, you know, most of the kids in the past who did a, like, shooting, a, you know, there was some sort of connection. But it, now it's very difficult to find out what is, you know, planned and what is not. If the media runs with something, you know, you have to question it.
Right. Well, yeah. Obviously it doesn't add up, you know, and then the problem is if you question that, then you want kids to die and all this other stuff, and you're a conspiracy theorist and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. So, you know, the Bill of Rights are the first 10 amendments of the Constitution. Technically they're part of the Constitution, you know, but, our First Amendment, you know, we have freedom of speech, but what's been done as far as like the YouTube and online and the curtailing of all that type of thing is really, really curtailed our rights. We have a Fourth Amendment, which is the right against unreasonable searches and seizures and the right to be secure in our person's property and papers. But that's pretty much been eroded too. Law enforcement and the government can pretty much do whatever they want. So it's really unfortunate because these people that do this, they're doing it for their own sake and for expediency's sake and for ruling or whatever other corrupt means. But what they're doing is they're destroying the fabric of the legal fabric of the country and society and the legal framework and the social framework. And really it's going to, I don't think it serves anybody any good at all, except if they want to make us all slaves, it would make sense. Apparently that's what they want, right? To make us all slaves. So I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just, Tiff Evers is back, is he? Because he's unmuted. You there, Two Feathers?
Two Feathers. Yeah, he's maybe he'll pop in when he can. But
which you was asking?
We're talking about. Well, she was explaining a lot as far as what's going on in her country, and they have a lot of, you know, they technically have the same rights that we do under their constitution, but of course the government just steps all over them, right, and doesn't really care. So that's kind of what we're discussing. And I don't know, I guess they've got the vaccination passport over in their country, and we don't have that yet, but you know, they've been trying like hell. I don't know, what do you got, Two Feathers?
So what do you think in that some type of constitution? I mean, we know that they're avoiding the constitution right now, don't we? What do you say?
Of course.
Yeah, they're doing everything possible to avoid the constitution.
Okay, it's okay. Everybody.
You know, the rule of law, the Declaration of Independence, all of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's what they and from what I'm hearing at the World Economic Forum is being disrupted, huh?
Oh, why, they got protesters over there? Is that what's going on?
Well, it's just that a lot of the countries are not able to jump aboard with, you know, with a lot of the things that they're not agreeing to. So they're having to you know, rewrite it, you know, so it's going to delay it. It's not going to be ready in time to be able to promote it.
I heard they've got this carbon thing, footprint based on how much you can eat, that type of thing. And they're going to track you on that, like a social credit score based on what you eat and what you buy and all that. How the hell are they going to try to implement that? I mean, I guess, I mean, at what point do the people in this country say enough's enough? You know what I'm saying? I mean, where are we at with all that?
Well, that's it. Because they've got all of those cameras and surveillance and your so-called smartphones, which, uh-huh. you know, can tell somebody, you know, where you've gone. You know, a lot of people use their phone to pay for food, right? Or their cards, all your cards are all connected to the government. You know, everything is connected. Anything that's got a chip in it and a bank card and any, you know, license, all of those things are a plastic card that have a little chip in it. All of yeah. that is like all connected. So they know where you are at all times and what you're doing, how you're spending your money, you know, what you're eating. And so they can, you know, do all of that, right? They can stop the card. They can stop your spending and stop your eating if they want to do that. Like in New South Wales, they're trying to sneak in a thing where, you know, you pay three cents for every kilometer that you use for your car, right? So, like, we don't pay enough tax on fuel. And now they want to put 3 cents for every kilometer. Like, I live out of town. So, you know, just a round trip for me to just to get into town is probably about 55 kilometers, which is what, about 30 miles maybe. So, you know, and to go to a big town to shop is, you know, that's a couple of hundred k's away. So, you know, am I going to be taxed on? Luckily, I've got an older car. So all of those new cars with all their lovely computers, you know, the government will know every time you get in the car, every time it's turned on and how many kilometers you do. So, you know, good luck with getting 3 cents a kilometer out of me, mate.
That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. But they're the type of things that they will be bringing in. And if they're going to, you know, sneak it into one state here, it'll go into every state and it'll go into every country. Little by little, they bring all of these things in and then they'll try and sneak it in over there in your, especially in your democratic states first, and then they'll, you know, try and push it everywhere else where you've got like idiot governors who are, you know, implementing anything that the New World Order or these environmental climate destruction people want to implement as a, you know, save the planet type thing. How does that save the planet? Tell me how that saves the planet.
Right. Who are they saving the planet from? Us? Is that what they're saving the planet from us?
Yeah, they're saving the planet from us, right? And yet, if they kept our oil and our resources in our own countries, you know, we wouldn't have to have it shipped from overseas. Like, you know, they're saying that you've got to get your oil from Russia, right? Like, you know, America has had got so much oil there, it's not funny. But, you know, all of these carbon footprints, like all of those private jets that went to, what, Sweden? Was it Switzerland, whatever, for this World Economic Forum, you know, and then they get in these big flash cars, right? So, you know, they talk about carbon footprint, but they only talk about carbon footprint for the little guy who has to pay, and these, you know, big globalists can travel around the world as much as they like, and they just get richer. Well, they throw another tax on us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They want to treat us as slaves, huh? I don't know how people. I don't know how people tolerate this stuff, man. I mean, I don't know. I have this thing. I think people are brainwashed electronically. You know, I say hit upside the head with shortwave shorts. I call it like shortwaves, but I used to joke a lot about that, but now I'm wondering, I mean, how can people just sit down and take this, man? I don't get it at all. And, you know, if you speak out against it, then you're this and that, and you're a terrorist, domestic terrorist, and all this other nonsense. And holy crap, man. I don't know.
Well, see, they're the only labels that I will wear with pride, right? I wear with pride that I'm a domestic terrorist, right? I will wear in pride that, you know, I will, you know, stand up against the government and I will stand up to a bully. But I won't take their label of, you know, me being a baby boomer or, you know, a birthing person or any of those other labels that the government want to, like, put on me, throw on me. But I'm proud to be a domestic terrorist. If a domestic terrorist means that I am standing up for my rights, standing up for the rights of my family, and standing up for the rights of the country's people who, you know, are too brainwashed and programmed to know for themselves, right? You know, that's like, you know, standing up. So they're disabled, right?
Yeah. Right?
They are now mentally disabled people because they no longer can think for themselves because they've allowed the technology, you know, that they have to always ask for help. They can't do anything without, you know, asking how to do it, right? The amount of questions that, like, people ask, that it used to be, like, basic common sense. People don't have any basic common sense. They don't know how to take responsibility for themselves, right? Not just for themselves, but for their own children and or their parents. You know, oh, just hand your parents over to me and we'll put them in a nice little home over here. Give us your little babies and we'll just put them in a childcare and you can just go and have a little bit of fun. Go and get a job and, you know, you'll be able to, you know, be around, you know, other people instead of being tied to a house with children. You know, all of this, like, you know, BS that they've slowly programmed people. Over the years, they've done it for decades, right? So it's all, it hasn't been done overnight. You know, you look in the schools. Here, we haven't had the real education system since about the 70s. So, you know, what they are teaching children now in the schools, just in the small town where I am, I heard the other day about, now I'm talking about a primary school. Primary school, so a girl in around grade 4 or 5, so it's probably about like a 9, 10-year-old, who propositioned another little girl in the toilet who's probably only about 5 years old.
Jeez.
So a 9-year-old propositioning a 5-year-old for sex, right? Now, luckily, this little 5-year-old, her mother had been taking her to a self-defense, like the karate type thing. So she said, no, what you want to do to me is wrong, and you come near me, and I'm going to, like, kick your ass, right? But this is the type of thing that is, like, happening in the schools because they're teaching sex to children, right?
Yeah, right.
And, yeah. You know, there's books, like books for little children, for drag queens. You know, how to become a drag queen.
Why? You know, yeah. For, I guess the question is why. I mean, you know, why? Yeah. I guess they're they want to make perverted things normal, right? Basically, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And they've been doing that for a long time with the, you know, gay Mardi Gras and, you know, gay marriage and all of that stuff. They have slowly been making it acceptable, right? So, yeah, so then, you know, so they've been just pushing that envelope a little bit more and a little bit more. And the amount of parents who think that it's okay to go to take their small child to a library to listen to a drag queen, to read them a story, you know, oh, well, won't that be fun, right? Because we've been taught to accept, you know, other people's sexuality and not be offended by it, so that parents don't even think that that's bad to take their parents to a drag queen, right? That's what the indoctrination has and this programming has done over, like, the last probably five decades. Slowly, you know, sex, drugs and rock and roll, and then, you know, free love and all of that sort of stuff. And little by little, you know, and then the videos, movie videos, music videos that they started in the 70s, and less and less clothing on the girls, and then, you know, and then you had Beyonce and all of that, and they were like wearing next to nothing, and you know, women on beds with not much on, and that's the music videos. And then you got music videos about, you know, killing your mother or killing your partner or raping somebody, and, you know, all of this, you know, swearing and profanity, and over the last probably 10, 20 years. So this is how the children have just grown up into all of this, that they think that everything is acceptable now. There's no morals.
Right.
There's no integrity. There's no self-respect, and there's no respect for others. Right? It's all about me, and what I want and what I desire.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the folks. Don't go away.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite, surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing, in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fam. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic marsal vanes. So fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft, that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal Lotus O deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator. Every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the grand meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, for the Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Let's show them what we got here.
You're listening to Keith AZ Live with Keith Roberts at revolution.radio.
Hey, Dagan, have you forgotten to come back? I think the bumper stopped.
Well, we should let him know. Huh?
Yeah, well, you can talk. If ever, take it over.
Yeah, I was just going to say we should tell the people that they're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. We're all listening supported, 100% listening supported at that, 11 years going on 12 years and running, right? It's because of the people, you know, Pat, that people are able to come and get this independent news like we bring here at Revolution Radio. And we like to let them know, you know, that we also have what's called archives. You know, people can go check out archives if they like. We have a... But Sergeant Miller loves the archives, you know Sergeant Miller. We also have a chat room. People can go check out the chat room. You know, there are people always talking about different subjects in there, different matters, and they give you websites that you can go check out. They have a snail mail, which you can, you can give directly to the station. You know, they have all of that on their website. You know, they have Patreon. You know, you become a patron and donate like once a month if you want. They have a Zazzle store. You know, you can go to the Zazzle store. They have coffee mugs, baby onesies, T-shirts, mouse pads, house mats. You can go in there in the Zazzle store. And the Zazzle store helps hold up the station, too. So if you go over to www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, and that's where we can be found. Welcome back, Deacon. What you got?
Thanks. I just got kicked off getting back here, and we were just rapping about the tyranny, the tyrants, people who think that they, because they get fraudulently put in office, they could tell us what to do and take away our rights, and that's kind of where we're at right now. So we're sick of it. We're sick of it. We're not taking it anymore. So, and that's kind of where we're at right now. But these people are not going to get away with this ultimately, I don't think. Yeah, so, but they can try, but I don't think they're going to. Yeah.
At some point, they're going to have to, they're going to have to come, you know, because it said whatever's held in the dark will be brought to the light, mm-hmm. you know, as far as what, you know, these evil people. I mean, dude, how do you bring about an order of things? It, you know, when I think about back in the Obama administration, you know, these people were running amok. Remember when Obama did that TARP bailout thing?
Sure.
He gave, you know, Goldman Sachs $550 billion. You know, that's when I could tell that they were just ready, you know, they were just running away with the money, you know? Just totally getting away with what they were doing. I was like, maybe they put this guy in office so they could do that, you know?
Well, probably. And then the whole thing about the trans and men getting married and all that shit, he started that shit because his wife allegedly is a man. And so that's what these people do. They take stuff that's perverted and make it normal because it's what they do behind closed doors and they don't want to hide it anymore. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we deal with, man, unfortunately. And this has had a tremendous negative impact on families and kids and marriage and all that traditional family values. Look, I'm not telling anybody what to believe or, you know, or anything like that. But, I mean, come on, man. I mean, at a certain point in time, I mean, the drag queens in first grade or whatever it is she's saying over there. I mean, what possible good can come from having young children be exposed to drag queens and all that and dancing with their underwear out and all that? Like, who would do something like that, you know? I mean, what's the reason behind that, man? I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, man.
I don't know. That's crazy junk, man. It just...
And then if you oppose it and you know you don't want your kids to learn that or be around it, then they call you names, you know?
Yeah. But Michael Moore, you know that director Michael Moore? Yeah, with the glasses, big guy.
Big guy, yeah.
Yeah, he when all of that junk was going on, dude, he backed up. He brought a money truck up there to Wall Street, and he told him, "I'm here to pick up my money." You know, I know he was being sarcastic in his come across, but, you know, he was trying to prove a point. And they were, you know, the security guards at the front were like, what money? He said, the money that the government is giving away. So he rented a money truck, dude. He was there to get the money, you know, his money. He's like, yeah, the government's giving out money. I'm here to get mine, you know. It was hilarious that, you know, I mean, he was able to rent a money truck, but when you think about it, it has some truth in it, you know? It's like they're just running away with the purse, you know? And is anybody paying attention? Wait, go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that's it, isn't it? Like, the amount of money that they're giving away, they're supposed to be so far in debt that it's not funny, your country and mine. And yet, you know, all the hidden taxes that, you know, is paying, I think we're paying about 75% in taxes. People don't realize how much tax we pay because it's all hidden, right? I think we pay about 40% tax on a liter of fuel. You pay tax on food. So you have like the all the taxes that you have before on the food and goods and services and whatever. And then on top of that, they throw a 10% GST. So, and then you've got like a payroll tax and you know, and then on your rates, so there's a tax for an ambulance. There's a tax for fire. There's a tax for, that's just on our rates, right? So, you know, they tax you every single way that they can think of. But if you add them all up, we're paying about 70% tax or 75% tax. But when you, that's why people are working like, you know, two jobs or three jobs if they're, you know, just to, you know, pay a mortgage in both parents are working. Like, it's crazy. They don't have time for each other, which is why, you know, families break down. But in reality, now, Ricardo Bossi, they didn't even put his name on the ballot paper, right? And the Senate paper was so fraudulent, it wasn't funny. He did calculations, right? And calculations have been done before on the amount of government spending, right? And he worked out that if I think it's like a couple of $100 million that they spend. I don't know if that's like daily or whatever, weekly or whatever, right? But if they just got rid of all the tax and gave a 2% tax on what we spend, not on what we receive. So if you buy a house, you pay 2% tax. If you sell a house, you don't give any tax back, right? So only on what you purchase, 2%. So that would give the government $1 trillion, which is way more than what they're getting now, right? So everybody would be much better off. Our government would never be able to be broke or have debt. And that's it. Like, they manipulate the numbers so much that we're being, you know, told that they need a tax for this and they need a tax for that. And, you know, like roads, like to go across a bridge, you got to pay like, you know, $5 or whatever. Like, you know, you're getting a toll and a tax and a road tax and a registration. For my car, just my car alone is about $1,200. Right? God. And I think, right? And I'm not even sure whether that's like 6 months. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Right? So, you know, people are paying all of these taxes on taxes on taxes. And what is it getting us? The government is getting into debt and they're collecting more money than they ever have in you know, every year. It's a new tax. So they're getting all of that money and yet they're getting further and further in debt and they're giving away money so that, you know, somebody's got to do a joke and take an armored vehicle to go and, you know, ask for all the free money that's handed out. But that's what they're doing, isn't it? They're just handing out this money from thin air, but it's going into our debt. So it's like, you know, there's another debt, like the debt's getting bigger and bigger. But where is all the money that they're getting from the taxes? Huh? It's got to be going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't seem to be going anywhere because the health system, I don't know what your roads are like over there, but our roads are getting worse. Our health system is getting worse. Our education system is completely, like, you know, not even an education system. But it's like they're getting more and more money, but there's less and less that's actually being spent on the things that need to be spent money on. So is it the same over there?
Well, yeah, maybe not quite as bad. I don't know that are, well, I've got this theory. I think that they, of course, they use us as tax slaves, and they take probably about 50 to 60% of our income in taxes by the time, whether it's direct or indirect. I just think that they use that as part of the float, but they print and steal as much money as they want to. I don't even think it's tied to the tax base anymore. I think they just make shit up and just print money up and steal it. It's not even legal, you know, and they just enrich themselves. I mean, right? I mean, how can you have such a wide gap between the working and middle class and these oligarchs in this country, you know? These plutocrats is what they are. And this whole thing got out of control. I mean, I think – I think when Obama became president, things really made a left turn. Not that it's all his fault. I mean, we had been degenerating as a society, constitutional republic, and country for a long time. I was thinking about this today. I think the turning point was the Vietnam War. Two feathers. What do you think? I think it's been a downward slide since then, since the end of the Vietnam War. What do you think about that?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I just thinking historically, I think that, you know, this country has really just degenerated and deteriorated and gone south since the Vietnam War. I mean, I think that's when the globalists stepped in and started busting us down. I think, isn't that when David Rockefeller showed up at the White House and went in and talked to Nixon and told him the way it was going to be, allegedly, or something like that? I don't know, man. But
it's funny you bring up it's funny that you bring up the Vietnam War, right? Because they actually
Australia fought on our side. You had troops there for a while fighting on our side.
Yeah. But before we were allowed to go, right, because we weren't allowed to go and fight in a war, right? But what they did was they changed our currency, right? They unlawfully changed our currency, right? In February 1966, I think it was, February 14th, they changed our currency. So then, lawfully, right, our military was no longer our military. They were actually mercenaries because they were being paid by an unlawful dollar.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. And everything that their government has been paid for since then by an unlawful currency, because according to our constitution, and then there was no referendum or anything else for them to change our money, they just did it, all right? And they did it in time to send troops to the Vietnam War. Just that you brought that up, I thought I better tell you that. But, yeah.
Well, I don't know where all this is going, but I'm quite sick of it myself, you know, especially getting called names for exercising your First Amendment rights, so... and the intimidation and all the other bullshit. I've had enough of it. The system is totally corrupt, man. Like, the Ohio Supreme Court, the Chief Justice, she's supporting trans rights. She went to a trans seminar or something like that. I mean, these people, I think to hang on to power in their position, they'll do or say anything. Is what it is. And I'm really glad that, you know, Mechanic is running and hopefully he'll get elected in his local government and shake things up, because I think a majority of people probably think the way that we do to some degree, more or less, but they're just afraid to speak out. You know, that's the problem.
Yeah. I can't remember who said it, whether it was on Revolution Radio that I heard it, that there's somebody who is on the school board. I think it might have been Mechanic the other night. Somebody on the school board who owns a sex shop, and she had it open, like an open day,
right,
for gay from the age of 0 to 18. To come into her sex shop. All right. I don't know about what your laws are over there, but I think over here you have to be 18 plus to go into a sex shop. But this is somebody on the school board over there in your country. Somebody on the school board owns a sex shop, and it's opened it up for the week, for an open day or open week, for the gays to go in from the age of 0. I don't know. Any, like, you know, one-day-old babies that are gay that need to go into a sex shop to learn a bit more information about being a homosexual. Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's child abuse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet it's happening in your country. But that's it. Like, you know, why do people not even think that that is wrong? You know, if it's open to people who are zero, like being born like half a minute, they're allowed to be brought into a sex shop. Like, you know, just even the thought that somebody, you know, is saying, they're not saying if you're a homosexual, we're going to have like a gay open week for anybody over 18 years old, right? I wouldn't have a problem with that. But to have somebody on the school board owns a sex shop and is saying that anybody from 0 to 18 can come in for her open homosexual day? Like, really?
That's, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, why are people over there not dragging this person out of the school board and, like, tar and feathering her?
That's a good question.
Or something. Like, yeah.
I think it's just because people don't care. They just don't care, man. I mean, they'll do, you know. They're too busy, like Tooth Feather says, watching the sports and whatever others do. Plus, people have really become dumbed down mentally and intellectually and education-wise, and they just, you know, I mean, they're just stupid. People are stupid, and, you know, they don't have – they've basically broken down any kind of, I guess – well, I don't want to tell other people how to live or morality or anything like that or tell them what to believe or not believe, but there's got to be a certain standard of decency that you don't cross. I don't know what you guys think about that.
In the wake of what, Deacon?
Say that. Oh, she was asking why people will tolerate all this perversion and everything like that. And I said, man, I don't know. Maybe it's just because they're just stupid, you know?
Yeah. Well, to me, it's like, you know, I don't know if you heard of that 1974 Act. That's the big thing of me. Like, you know, who's in control of the purse? You know, of the money laundering and, you know, at what point do, you know, does somebody in government, you know, when they're sitting there playing a political game with the Trump thing, you know, I was going to say the other night on a show, but, you know, we had everybody on the show that was on the show and I didn't get to jump on, but, you know, it's awful funny how, you know, that they can play, you know, players, you know, in this Trump speaking thing with, you know, all of a sudden now it's a Hillary, you know, bringing back Hillary. But nobody is doing what Marjorie Taylor Greene was talking about, you know, bringing up the Bidens. You know, I mean, I know they got Hunter Biden's laptop. They put that on the back burner, you know, but. Joe Biden has to be brought into that at some point in time, you know, because you know that his son didn't have any dealings that he didn't have any dealings with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So his money had to be tied into that somehow. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, of course. Of course he's tied. I mean, you know, the reason why they go after Trump and they keep dragging all this up and they have people in jail and they keep talking about January 6th and all this nonsense is because if he tries to run again, they'll pull out that stuff and say that he was impeached and he was trying to overthrow the government and all this other nonsense. These people are bastards, man. You know, they really are bastards.
Damn Kazarian, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at all of the, you know, what they're doing in the wake of what they're doing. You know, and nobody's calling them out on, you know, then we find out about 30 bio labs and you know, in Ukraine, you know, and then, you know, there's no telling what kind of money is swapping hands between all of these people, when we think about weapons and stuff like that. Nobody, like, we know that $40 billion gets, you know, approved by the Senate and by the House. You know, we know that all of that gets, you know, approved by all these individuals But do we see any receipts on any of this stuff? It's like, you know, all $40 billion is going to weaponry. You know, they call it defense. That's what they call it, defense.
Yeah, well, no. Well, we don't. They passed a law a few years ago. Catherine Austin Fitz actually talked about this. There's a law now that says that they don't – the budget or the money they spend is off the books. They don't have to publish it or show the public any of that stuff. And that's just another reason for them to steal. You know, that's how they steal stuff. So
yeah, isn't those public offices though? Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, I was gonna say, so it's not even audited? So
no,
it's not even like
there's no,
audited.
No, there's no. It's black. It's like a black budget or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the law was, but she said they passed it, and there's no transparency. The public has no right to see any of this stuff they're saying. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, the public needs to like stop giving them money so that they can just like spend it. Like it's taxpayer money. At the end of the day, it's taxpayer money. So if, you know, if everybody and they're starting to do that here. There's a few people and organizations that are actually starting to stop tax. And I think there's some over there. Like, you know, there's people not paying rates and whatever as well to try and, you know, hurt them at their back pocket. But we have to make them accountable, don't we? You know, the amount of people that, you know, you have in your country and we have in ours, that we can't get enough people to stand up and say, you know, we're not going to take it anymore. And until you show us your paper as to where the money is being spent, you're not getting any, you're not getting another cent from the people. And it's a shame that we're not able to do that.
Well, if we said we're not paying our taxes, they'll put us in prison. That's, you know, that's the problem. So.
Yeah. But if all people did it, like, you know, they haven't got enough prisons for everybody that pays tax, have they?
Yeah.
That's it. You need like a army of people to be able to do it. But we've got to start educating people. You know, little by little, we've got to start getting into, I don't know, whether it's into the education system or get into these areas and start waking people up and, you know, telling them, well, you know, if somebody just walked into your house and robbed you, would you allow them to get away with it? Or would you call the police and have them accountable for their actions? Well, this is what the government, this is what the government is doing. Every day they are coming into your house and they are stealing from you and they're not accountable. You know, they're not following the constitution. You know, clearly they're not following constitutions. And, you know, we can get pulled over by a policeman here and if you ask them, under what authority do you have? They will say under the Queensland government. Right, in my state, right? And yet, our police have to follow the constitution and the rule of law. They're not to follow the government, right? And that's where, you know, we're starting to try and, you know, wake police up. And that's what we need to do and that's what Mechanic is doing and some of the others who are standing up. They're actually trying to educate these people on their own laws, right? They say that they're, you know, upholding the law, but then they're not upholding the law. They're upholding unlawful requirements from governors or whoever it is that is, you know, or, you know, your federal that are giving them directions that are unlawful and unconstitutional.
Well, it depends on here in the United States. It depends on what state you're in. There are roughly about half the states here are center right. So you do get a lot more you know, traditional government and the legal system, that type of thing. But who knows, you know.
You know, is it fair to say that the legal system is designed to circumvent law?
Legal system is, you know, courts and lawyers and judges and magistrates and that type of thing. You know, the people that, you know, that type of thing. The law is something different. Yeah, I mean, it, there's a distinction there. Yeah,
that's what I think needs to get into people's minds. Is you know, the government operates through the legal system, and the legal system is there to regulate corporations. And so that's why they declared us all to be corporations. They rule over corporations, not people. But as long as we volunteer to be corporations, then we've basically given up, given our consent to being ruled over. That's how they get us.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't believe that taxes pay for anything. What I believe taxes do is they take that money out of circulation so that when they print more, you know, it has more value because of the money they've taken out that we earn. We earn that money by giving our energy and time, and then it just evaporates in taxes. And then they get the wealth, but the money's gone out of existence.
I don't know. I think I might have made the comment before you jumped on is – this, yeah, obviously we're being treated as debt slaves, and they're taking 50 or 60% of our income in either direct or indirect taxes. But that's not enough to float the government. I mean, look at the huge deficits in the debt, the national debt in the United States. I don't know about your country, but I think they just do whatever they want. They print up money and just use it and do whatever they want, and they don't account for it or whatever like that, because they don't care anything at all about the debt. They just keep printing money and doing for themselves and stealing money and stuffing money in their pockets and whatever you want to call it. So I don't even think they even care about the national debt or any of that stuff or the taxes. I think that gets them about 25% of the way, and they just use that for like daily living expenses, so to speak, for the government. And the rest they just print up and steal for themselves, you know?
But they're not even – it's not even like national debt that they've got. You know, with printing money, it's the debt that they've got, that they've borrowed money from, like, who knows where,
yeah,
where they borrow money, right? And then, and all they do is pay back, like, the interest on that loan. So that loan, and then they keep borrowing. So that amount of money that they borrow from God knows who, you know, the world banks or whoever they borrow it. They borrow this money, and then they borrow more money, and all they do is have, or that's all they have to do is pay back the interest each month or whatever it is. So nothing ever comes off the amount. So you're always in debt, plus the money that they're, you know, borrowing from each other, you know, state, county, whatever, they all borrow from the state, they borrow from the federal coffers, and it's like, you know, it's a never-ending merry-go-round of borrowing money, and nothing ever gets paid back, and we just get further and further down this spiral dark pit of debt, and yet we're paying more and more tax.
So if I don't pay a $50 traffic ticket and I forget to pay it, they'll put me in jail. They'll arrest me for that, right? But they can steal millions and billions of dollars, right? So if I spit on the sidewalk, I go to jail, but they can do whatever they want, right? Basically. See, that's what pisses me off. You know what I'm saying? There's not even a modicum of balance there at all. These people don't answer to the law at all. They never go to prison. They never get audited. They don't pay taxes. And they just steal money, man. I mean, I know it's always gone on since the dawn of time, but I mean, I'm just trying to put my finger on, when did it get that bad? The past 20 years or so, would you say?
1900s.
Yeah.
Is really when they took a... You know, like I say, once they got us all to agree to be subservient to them, there's no boundaries at all. They'll find new ways. You asked about this corruption of the young.
Yes.
You know, and I have a relative who's a retired guidance counselor at a junior high school. And I showed this lady this thing on Amazon for children,
yeah,
as young as you say, probably zero to whatever, called the Gay BCs.
Oh, my God.
You know, just here you go. Now you're going to learn about these lifestyles long before, you know, you're even thinking in this term. We're going to implant this disgusting thought into you. And this person said, yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
What's so, wrong with it?
Well, really? this guidance counselor asked me, well, yeah, that's normal. That's good. That's a good thing. It's education. And so what it is, it's incrementalism, just little by little, you know, just, oh, just this little bit here and a little bit there. And soon before you realize it, it's normal to people. So it should be.
They
infect us. They're so good. They're so practiced. Very sophisticated. Call it synthetic telepathy. They use that too. But really, I mean, they're so amazing at depatterning, they call it. They take away the personality that's there so that they can implant whatever personality they see fit.
I don't say that.
Well, that's what they do, don't they? Like these school counselors, and that's where the children turn when they're, you know, when they're like upset or want to, you know, worried about something. They turn to these people, these school counselors, or if they're, you know, depressed or whatever, they get sent to a counselor or a psychologist or psychiatrist, and all of these people are the ones who are indoctrinating this type of behavior. Like they're saying that, yes, that's okay. And, you know, and morally, it's just so wrong. But there's no boundaries for any of it anymore. And for parents to think that this is okay, or, you know, the same as like today, I went on YouTube and there was like a little ad there that said that they now have YouTube for kids. And that instantly put a warning in my head. If the, you know, it's like, you know, the metaverse and Disney and now like YouTube for kids. And I thought, what kind of perverted stuff would be on YouTube for kids? Right?
Yeah.
It's like everything now. Yeah, it's like everything now you have to like examine with a fine tooth comb because of this planting, this programming, this indoctrination, this sexual tendency that they're all doing, from babies. You know, they're starting younger and younger and younger.
I got another example of how ubiquitous it is now. It's just absolutely everywhere. I was at a Canadian Tire, and I passed these three young girls, not even done growing yet, very pretty, lovely, you know, salt of the earth, and all tatted up. They had tattoos all up their arms. One of them, I saw at least one dagger on a girl's neck. All three of them. I couldn't believe it. You know, like, how do you, does anyone think their appearance improves with ink? I mean, to get a tattoo, I'm not against tattoos. If it has meaning, great. But to just cover yourself with tattoos, the point is just to cover yourself with tattoos. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but
that's another way that people, women, have been conned into making themselves look beautiful to somebody else. Go out and get a tattoo. Make yourself feel better. You know, the men will like it. The boys will like it if you have a tattoo. It's all of this, like, programming. I had a friend, and she was... Every time she got down and depressed, she went out, like, you know, she wouldn't have money for her bills, but she would, you know, as soon as she got money, instead of paying her bills or getting food, she would go out and get a tattoo so that the people would say, her friends would say to her, isn't that tattoo beautiful? That really looks good. So that she's, like, got this little bit of reassurance for a little bit of time to, you know, that the stuffing on who looks good, right? But this is what all of this programming is all about. And it's like it's been happening for, you know, for forever. Like go and get a boob job, you know, go and get your eyes colored a different color. Go and get your hair colored a different thing. You know, all of this, you know, the movie stars and all the rest of it, that women don't know how to be women anymore because they've been programmed to have to look a certain way. And if they don't look a certain way, then they get depressed because, oh, well, the boys won't like me because of this. And then, you know, so what do? There, a lot of them, they go start sleeping with boys so that they, you know, the boys, you know, start liking them, but then they don't realize that the boys only like them for one thing and then they get pushed aside. So, you know, it's the demoralization of women, you know, for a long time with this women's liberation, which was invented by a man. Yeah.
Right. Women have become much more masculine and aggressive over the past few decades. And it's really, it's impaired relationships. A lot of men don't want to have anything to do with it. And there's a, on YouTube, there's a psychologist, Professor Sam Vaknin. He has a PhD and he's an expert in narcissism, actually. And he teaches at university level and he lectures all over the world. And he had a couple of videos on that, how it's ruined the traditional roles of the sexes and how men don't want to have anything to do with that. And they stay away from women. So I don't know if that's true, but that's a problem, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, isn't it? It's a crazy world we live in. And, you know, when they started having like parties for 16-year-olds, mothers were putting on a party and for the, you know, girl's 16th birthday, they were giving them a boob job or a nose job or a...
Now, what does that teach, like, you know, teach a young girl like that? Yeah. I mean, it teaches her to be a whore, basically, right?
Or it teaches a girl body, that she's ugly. Yeah, you're ugly the way you are, and I need to fix you up because I don't like looking at the side of you. Right? Imagine how that girl feels, right?
Yeah,
and you know, they started. Yeah, it's sad.
Sorry, it's been a running theme that if a girl wants to be virtuous, she's consigning herself to nerd hell. And she will be mistreated, you know. Same with, well, men, you know, they're not as much hounded. But girls, yeah, I've heard for decades now that girls are pressured, you know, to get into bed with some boy. And, you know, it's just, it's always bothered me that, you know, when I'd be walking around with a friend of mine, we'd go to a mall or something, and he started hounding about this, you know, this pretty girl. I'd like to do things with her. And I'm like, you know, it is so immoral. And pressuring people to throw away their morality for what? For popularity. And it's just such a low priority to people. It's another of the programs they put down on us. Is they're expert at making good things bad and undesirable. And in order to be popular, you have to get rid of anything good and just do. And that's part of what, you know, a lot of us are rejected from society because we insist on being moral. And that just doesn't work in the society. Morality is a curse.
Yeah, very true.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sure glad I stuck to my guns on that. I tried to give in. I tried to fit in, tried to do whatever I could. It was just impossible. I wasn't able to. I thought it was because I was retarded. No, it's because I'm immoral.
Huh.
Or I didn't. I never thought it. I was called retarded a lot, but I never thought it. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you got to look at, you know, these reality shows and all the rest of it that they have on TV. They had something like, I'm going back probably about 10 years or something. And I can't remember what it was. I don't know whether it was like, you know, stingers or whatever, right? But they were talking, they were doing an interview with this young girl, and I think she was about 19. And I don't know why, but they asked the woman if she was a virgin, right? They wanted to know her sexuality. So those sort of things, you know, are the questions that they first ask you now if you go on, you know, The Voice or any of those stupid shows now. And but this, it turned out this girl was a virgin. She was 19, I think. And they hounded her and laughed at her and ridiculed her. How can you still be a virgin at 19? Like, what are you holding yourself back for? And she said, I'm, you know, holding myself back for the right person and for my wedding night, right? But they ridiculed her for that on national television, right? And that's the type of things that these young people who are trying, you know, some of them trying to do the right thing and keep their morals and their self-respect. But in the rest of the world, is telling them that that's wrong. And that's where the breakdown is. Like in schools, they've got children, you know, in the front of the class, you know, doing demonstrations of sex in the classrooms and in universities, right? So, you know, how can somebody keep their morality and, you know, because they've got to hide it, because otherwise they're virtually going to be stoned to death for being a 19-year-old virgin. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's the world we live in today.
If you ever get a chance, when you're around young people and the subject of sex comes up, when they bring it up, take the opportunity to tell them, look, first, when you experiment with sex, number one is wait until she's done growing herself before getting her pregnant. Number one. Number two, try to avoid, like, there's all kinds of things to sex. Intercourse is just one. There's so many millions of other little things we can do to experiment, get to know what pleases us long before we end our virginity. And try to hold off until the time you want to have children. It's homage to your children, your future children, your family, to only have your father's, their father's DNA in you. You know, see, yeah. Just suggest that. Like, they're not even hearing those words today. They just got to hear those words, and at least some of them will listen.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Oh, don't worry. My granddaughter is 18, and so, you know, when I've been around her, you know, most of her life and her friends, like, don't worry. I throw that conversation in the mix. And I say to them, you've got to remember, because you're only ever a virgin once, right? And if you give it away to the wrong man who breaks your heart within a few months, then, you know, you can never get that back. And it's so important to hold on to it. And because it's a precious gift that you're given, right, your virginity. And yes, you can kiss, you can, you know, do lots of, you know, people don't understand that the art of making love doesn't have nothing to do with intercourse. You can make love just by kissing and touching and caressing without intercourse, without going there. And you need to know the person. You need to experience them and feel so much more than just the desire and the lust or that, you know, that people think that that's what love is. They've got no idea of what love is. I believe that about 95% of people don't even know what love is. They've never really experienced love. And that's a sad thing.
Yeah, you know, that really resonates with me, Peck. I remember walking down Main Street. I live in the poorest area of one of the poorest cities in the world. And I walked down Main Street, and these young Native men, you know, I have Native men passing my back lane. You know, they often sorting through the recycle bins looking for cans to bring in. A lot of them very grizzled, very beaten up by life, and very young. And you know what? They're friendly. They're kind. You know, they're so grateful if you just give them a dollar or, you know, sometimes they'll come and they need a bike tire fixed, so I'll fix their tire. And he offered me some of his empty cans. there's no love. There is no love in so many, it's not the native thing either. There's a lot of white people, all races, where there's just no love in that family. And so you're walking down Main Street and, you know, there's this young guy, he's got this angry, angry look on his face, and his life is just nothing but anger everywhere. So I'm walking, he's walking, he looks at me, he starts towards me, he sees hate, there's just hate in his eyes, and he really wants to pounce on me for no reason, just because I'm there. But then I look at him and I smile and I greet, I give the little nod of greeting, and he's like, whoa, what's that? You know, what just happened? I have a good feeling from this person? How can that be? That's never happened before, or it rarely happens, you know? And that's why I say, if we want to change this world, if we want to fix this, the first thing we need to do in us is start exercising that empathy muscle and start feeling the pain of others. And when we do that, we react instantly with instincts and do the right thing. We would never let this government get away with what they're doing if we had empathy.
That's so true. That's it. The empathy, the compassion that, you know, that we should be having for everybody. Like, smile. A smile costs nothing. Like, say hello to somebody. Smile at somebody. You know, they could be having a terrible day. And, you know, and most people are. And all they need is just somebody to smile to make them, you know, feel that little bit of light in their heart. Just, you know, I say to people, like, if it's wintertime and you see a homeless fella and he's cold, take your coat off. Give it to them, right? You know you got another coat at home, or you know that you've got enough money in your pocket that you can go to a thrift shop and go and buy another one. Like, even if you don't have a lot of money yourself, you know, this is what people don't understand. That's what what humanity is. Humanity is empathy and compassion and helping your fellow man. And that's with love and not the love that they have tried to instill on our children and on society. Loving another woman. And, you know, I have some girlfriends who I love dearly, right? And I have men who I love dearly. But there's nothing in that love that is sexual. And that's what people have not been taught today, that you can love many people, but none of it needs to be sexual.
Yep. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, they basically, I mean, for them to get away with the things that they want to do, steal, rob and steal and live their debauched lifestyle, they have to do this to us. So we'll accept their perversion, basically, right? Is that right, you think?
Yeah, well, that's what they're trying to tell everybody, that you have to accept it. You have to accept it or you won't get a benefit. You have to accept it or you won't be able to keep your job. You'll have to accept it or you won't be able to go to the bank and get your money out, right? But no, you don't have to accept it. You can stand up and you can say no. You can say, I decline. Very simple. No,
yeah.
I decline to contract with you. You're a corporation, you're a corp, you're a dead entity, and I'm a living human being, and I'm a sovereign being, and I will not follow your corruption.
There you go. That's it. Exactly. That's, you got it. That's right, man. But Two Feathers, what's you live in a kind of conservative area, don't you, of the country?
Yeah, I live in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I live out in like a rural area where nobody really grows a garden, though, per se. Most everybody's flowers. You know, they don't want to invest in like a garden type atmosphere. We're the only ones that like that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What about packing them? Do they grow vegetables out there in Australia?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're a big full food bowl, you know. In every state, we grow food, vegetables, yeah. But all of that's been manipulated and, you know, have cold stores for our fruit and vegetables. So by the time we get them, they've probably been in a cold store for 12 months or 2 years, trying to get fresh, even though they say it's new season apples or whatever. Like, you know, it's not, you know, we don't get like seasonal fruit and vegetables like we used to. You can go into the store any day of the week and get the same fruit and vegetables every day of the week. So yeah, it's sad, and it's like, and it's rotten inside, and it's, yeah. So yeah, don't get me down on that subject.
All right, that's it. We're going to make way for the mechanic. He's got his show. Thanks, Pac. Thanks, Two Feathers. You. Everyone say goodbye.
Thanks, Deacon. Thanks, Rod.
See ya. Bye.
Natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.